guaranteed.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. We are recording this program from the Freedom Fest, a very, very interesting and informative, I must say, event that takes place annually in Las Vegas, put on by Dr. Mark Skousen. Have some great speakers here, Steve Forbes, Rick Rule, Doug Casey, among others. A number of political candidates also. Edward Gonzalez is here with us. Edward is running for political office out of California, out of Silicon Valley. He is a libertarian, and we're going to get his views on governmental issues. We also have Dan Mangru with us. Dan is the host of a program called The Mangru Report, which airs on weekends on the Fox News Network. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
And turn the mic over here to my co-host, Steve Carr. Steve, you were involved in politics for a number of years on the conservative spectrum. I find it very refreshing that we're in an environment where people really are not looking for something for nothing, but they really are looking for to be able to take out what they put in, so to speak. Let's get these guys' views on that, buddy.
Well, I'm excited about this show because we've got a whole new perspective, I think, that's being developed. As I shared before on the show, Ronald Reagan was once said, "I didn't leave the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party left me. I didn't leave the Republican Party left me." And I think, like many, many people, we're looking for new solutions, whether people are turning to Fox, you know, for a different perspective than they're getting from the mainstream media, or looking to candidates like Edward, who are more than just the same old, a Democratic light, if you will, as a Republican. You want to really see radical change. And so that's why we're excited about working with guys like Edward and Dan.
Dan, I have a question for you. Now, you don't deal with social issues on your show. Fox Business really is pretty black and white, pretty hardcore in terms of that. Social issues being things like, you know, right now one of the really hot topics in terms of politics, as an example, would be abortion. You guys don't deal with emotional issues. You guys deal with business issues. What questions would you have for Dan as a libertarian, how he feels towards certain financial issues, governmental issues, et cetera, in the U.S. right now?
Well, as far as, what people are looking for in a candidate, and when you look at the major Tea Party movements, you're seeing that there's a focus on taxation, and people are worried about taxes, and people are worried about government spending. And even when you look at the founding of this country, it was no taxation without representation. And so when the issues that dominated, although people are very passionate about certain issues, whether that be abortion or gay marriage, and a lot of folks obviously have very differing opinions on those. But right now, I think that a lot of people can agree on the fact that government cannot continue to spend money the way it's spending. And we need to know which politicians and elected leaders are going to be able to do that. And so that's something where some people actually disagree. Certain candidates don't necessarily want to embrace that. But I think amongst the newer candidates that we're seeing out there, folks who are not part of the establishment, we're starting to see a wave of wanting to change government, wanting to reduce taxes, reduce deficit spending. Even President Obama said, yesterday, 2 days ago, that that the solutions of the past, running up rampant debts, is not going to work anymore. So when you have both sides acknowledging that the problem is there, now that we've identified the problem, we need to find out which candidates also see the problem and have real solutions.
You know, one of the things, Dan, that we've talked about on this show is in the Obama administration, the word change was used as if it was a noun. Well, you know, a change is really a verb. What are we changing to? Are we jumping from the pan into the fire? And I think that a lot of people who even voted for Obama, his approval rating, I think last I saw, was like 42%. The change that they thought they were going to get, they're obviously not getting. Edward, you're running on the basis of change, but your change looks a lot different than the Obama change, doesn't it?
Right. It absolutely does. And I don't know how anyone with even a modicum of
a common sense and reason can say that an economic problem that has been caused by too much debt in the system can be solved by even more debt. The problem with the housing bubble, the problem with the economic crisis that we're currently in, is due to a massive buildup of debt in all sectors, in private, in corporations, in government. And what we need to do now is we need to start paying off the debt. We need to start deleveraging in order to have a sound economic base in this country.
You know, I have to tell you, I totally don't understand how anybody in their right mind can believe that by creating more debt, a problem can be solved. The Europeans, for example, right now, just to use a very obvious example, you have countries that are insolvent, basically, by all accounting standards. They're insolvent, yet they're loaning money to each other. I mean, how long can that house of cards go on?
Well, there's two things you got to look at when you look at your classic priming the pump deficit spending. The main thing that allows the United States to do that is the fact that the United States has the world's reserve currency, which is the U.S. dollar. And then also the United States, on a relative basis, is more well off than the European countries and other Zimbabwe and so forth. So because the United States is relatively better than the other countries that are out there, people will still flock to the U.S. dollars. And as long as global investors keep on flocking to U.S. treasuries and funding our ability to go further in the debt, we'll always have more deficit spending. Now, with that being said, you bring up Europe. Europe right now is starting to get it, although it might be a little too late.
Starting to get it,
you know,
I agree.
What we're seeing right now, Cameron over in the U.K. is starting to implement 25% across-the-board budget cuts. Even France, probably the staunchest defender of social programs and, you know, government benefits, they've now raised the retirement age in France. This is draconian in France, and so we're starting to see these changes all throughout Europe. Ireland's embraced a very comprehensive austerity program. And so Europe's starting to get it, and what we're looking at right now is the beginnings of a worldwide slowdown. As governments across the world start to get it, there's a significant need to reduce debt and reduce government spending, we're going to start to see less money in the economy.
And you also brought up a really good point. The United States is the world reserve currency, but we've also more than doubled our monetary base, creating over $1 trillion out of thin air. And if our politicians continue to abuse that and continue to use the printing press, a digital creation of money, there will be a run away from the dollar. Global investors will move away from the dollar as more money is printed, and we're not going to be able to continue the deficit spending that we're currently doing.
Now, it's interesting that you bring up the money printing because, and we've seen this with the rampant rise in gold, a lot of people, there's a very tangible fear of a rise of inflation just because the Federal Reserve, since 2007, has taken the monetary base from roughly $700 billion all the way up to about $2.3 trillion where it is right now. But that money hasn't hit the markets. That money is sitting on deposit in the Federal Reserve, and although it's printed, it's not circulating through the economy. So while a lot of people are very fearful of inflation, the Federal Reserve Bank has managed to keep all that money, although they printed it, within their own grasp. And that's how we've been able to successfully, quote-unquote, manage the dollar. And there are different things that we've done with our banks. For instance, the Federal Reserve has instituted higher reserve rates back before the subprime crisis of 2008. Reserve rates were usually anywhere between, 1.5% to 2%. Now banks must keep 8% on deposit with the Federal Reserve. And people wonder why banks aren't lending. Because banks have to keep more money on deposit, and then when you add to that, that banks have no incentive to lend.
I think another issue too, Dan and Edward, is that banks aren't lending because businesses don't want to borrow. They're looking to cut back. They're looking to outsource their staff. They're looking to cut every corner they can possibly cut. When you look at Small Business America, it is shrinking. All you have to do is go down to the local square in any town in America and see how many store closings there are.
Steve, don't mean to cut you off, but we have to take a break so our sponsors can basically tell their story. But I'm going to be right back with Steve Carr, Dan Mangrew, and Edward Gonzalez. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and they'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I am chatting right now with Steve Carr, Dan Mangrew, and Edward Gonzalez. Edward is a candidate for office out of Silicon Valley in California. Very, very bright young man. Edward, you wanted to respond to a comment that Dan made that had to do with the money supply, where the money supply is, et cetera, et cetera. You're on, my friend.
Well, you know, Dan was absolutely right. He brought up that the monetary base, the $1 trillion, the over $1 trillion that's been created out of thin air, is still sitting in bank vaults. It has not been released out into the system yet, which is why we haven't seen the rapid rise of prices. But as this current economic situation that we're in continues to deteriorate, what I think is going to happen is that the government is really going to push for those reserves to get out into the system. And once that happens, then we're going to start to see a rise in current prices. Now, I want to bring up a particular personal situation. I lived through hyperinflation in Argentina in 2001. I arrived in Argentina in August of 2001 to what appeared to me to be a thriving and prosperous economy. When I left in December, the economy, the whole community, was in absolute shambles. After years of deficit spending and money printing to cover it up, the Argentine government was on the verge of defaulting on its debt. There was a crisis of confidence in the Argentine peso. I watched prices quadruple in a period of less than 3 weeks. Grocery stores without any food, families begging for food on the streets, and street riots were all part of my experience. And that is the real end state of deficit spending and money creation out of thin air. And that's what we need to avoid.
What do you think about that, Dan?
You bring up deficit creation, and so a lot of people point to the work of John Maynard Keynes, and you know, they point to that as their justification for deficit spending. And what a lot of people don't realize is that John Maynard Keynes, while he believed in the prime the pump philosophy of, you know, deficit spending when times are bad, but there's also a second part to that, and that is that once you once you've taken out the debt and you've spent it, and you know, things are better, once times are good, you have to pay back the debt. And what happens is that the United States has never paid back the debt just because we've been able to finance, because of the fact that we do enjoy the luxury of being the world's reserve currency with the U.S. dollar, we've been able to finance more and more debt. We've never had to pay it back. Well, now we have we've drifted so far from reality in terms of the amount of debt that we have, whether it's debt that we owe to other countries, which is right now about $7 trillion. When we look at unfunded liabilities that we have, which is roughly about $80 trillion, when you factor in the social programs of Social Security, Medicare, so on and so forth, is that we have to get back to reality. And I think that is the tough pill that America is going to have to swallow, is that there's going to need to be sacrifice. It's going to be painful because you can only prolong the problem for so long.
Absolutely. I think another aspect of this, guys, is that the answer is not more regulations. The small businessman is already squeezed. The answer is not higher health care costs. The small businessman is already looking to try to pare back costs. You know, what we've had is a buildup in inventories the last few months through all this stimulus money. We haven't really created jobs. When they say we're creating jobs at 470,000 unemployment a week, they're delusional. Anything over 375, we're losing jobs. So how is this, for example, impacting your race, Edward, in California? I mean, your state is broke. I think Schwarzenegger just recently said, okay, guys, if you're a state worker, you're minimum wage now.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And Dan hit on an interesting point. He said it's going to be a real tough pill to swallow. And I would agree with that. But I also think it's going to be tough in the short term. Because if you look at certain fundamentals of American society, the ability to think independently, be creative, entrepreneurs go out into the marketplace and start businesses, I think those fundamentals are still there. They're still as strong as they ever were. And if we just get government out of the way, we reduce government spending, we start paying back our debt, and reduce all of the regulations on small businesses, just like you're recommending.
Got a question for you about that, Edward. I wrote an article, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago that published on Kitco, and it was called The New Business Paradigm. And what I wrote about was exactly what you're saying right now. The business paradigm of the 40s and 50s and 60s doesn't exist today, in my humble opinion. Capitalism, in a pure sense, capitalism, as I understand it anyway, does not really exist. exist today. I believe that has to be changed. But here's the question I have for you, okay? As a libertarian candidate, how are you going to change that? You can't change it overnight.
No, you can't change it overnight. And I think that you really need to attack some of the structural problems of government. One of the biggest things, the IRS and our tax system. Our tax system is ridiculously complicated. In my mind, it's corrupt. It's written to be incredibly confusing. If you send your taxes to 40 different tax professionals, you're going to get 40 different tax returns back.
Right.
So we need to attack our current tax system. And in my mind, the best way to deal with that is completely get rid of the IRS, completely throw out our current tax code.
Cheers.
And,
yes.
And replace it with the fair tax or a flat national sales tax. It's simple. It's easy. Everyone can understand it, and it's something that we can do in the near term.
I would agree. Dan, I'm going to give you the final word. We've got about 2.5 minutes left here. Anything you want to ask or any opinions you want to give or what have you?
Well, one thing, you brought up a lot of things, whether it was health care, fair tax, a lot of topics to discuss. I think as far as with one of the things that a lot of people don't recognize, and actually this is something that a friend of mine, Robert Kiyosaki, who's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is he talks about good debt and bad debt. And a lot of people say, well, we need to cut government spending and cut this and cut that. And, well, we do need to cut government spending. But we need to realize there's a good thing. There's a thing such as good spending and bad spending. You know, and when our government makes legitimate investments inside science and technology, you know, it's those investments that have spawned the Internet. It's those investments that have spawned everything from Velcro to Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And a lot of those came from the space program. And when we look at right now, cutting our spending in science and technology and in the space program, you know, and then also increasing our spending in government programs and programs that don't yield back any tangible economic benefit to us, we really are losing sight of the big picture. And what we really need is, as far as in Washington, D.C., and even in state governments, too, which there's a looming state pension crisis that we have and a lot of state mismanagement that's out there. But there's really understanding the concept of what's good government spending, what's not good government spending, and knowing the difference between the two. And I think that's going to be very essential for the new members of Congress. We're seeing a very much an anti-establishment theme that's going through Congress. And I think that this is definitely a very exciting time that we live through.
You know, I think it's very definitely an exciting time, to say the least. I think that the elections coming up here in November are going to be really, really dramatic. So if I were to make a prediction, I guess I should say, I would say that candidates like Edward Gonzalez, who have a very, very, I don't want to use the word unique, I want to use the word refreshing philosophy. I really, really firmly believe that we need to get back to that, because if we don't, I think the good old U.S. of A. is in big, big trouble. Stick around. Steve and I are going to be right back with Peter Schiff. Gentlemen, thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we are originating this program from the Freedom Fest. This is a conference that is going on right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, put on by Dr. Mark Skousen. He is an economist of renown, pretty conservative guy, very, very interesting guy. This is an absolute goldmine for me because it gives me the opportunity to chat in one spot with a whole bunch of very interesting people, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm chatting. What's chatting mean? I'm chatting with Sean Rockamoff. Sean is the purveyor of a very, very interesting website called SilverStrategies.com. Met Sean about 6 or 7 years ago through a mutual friend of ours, David Morgan, and I'll tell you, it's been a very valuable relationship. Also joining me, if he cares to say anything, is well-known Vancouver financier Tony Diakowski. I've only known Tony for about 30 years, and let me tell you, he's a very, very bright guy. Sean, let's start out. Let's talk a little bit about silver. We're recording this on Thursday the 8th of July, first day of the conference. Silver was down today. Gold was down today. Do you see this trend continuing? Because we have been in a downward trend for probably the last couple of weeks anyway in silver, short-term downward trend. What are your views on that?
Short-term, yes and yes.
Yeah. Short-term, yes and yes.
That said, silver, I heard it closed up today. It's over 18. But short-term, yes, especially in silver, you can get movement up or down, you know, even up to, say, 20% easy in any given week. And with the kind of volatility we have in the markets today and the downward bias at the moment, I think short-term you can see maybe a dollar or two off silver.
Well, we've got $17.98 as we're recording this, an ounce, as opposed to gold, everybody's favorite, so to speak. Spot gold, as we're recording this, is
under 200.
Yeah, $11.99.70, so it was down 4.5 an ounce today. I still maintain, my friend, long term, I think precious metals are a great place to be.
And I will agree with you. I think most people at this venue would probably share that view. However, I think that in the very near term, in the next 6 months maybe, we can get a great deal of volatility in both the metals.
Tony, what do you think? You look like you're about ready to say something here.
I think that many fairly conservative investment groups, wealth management groups, are suggesting to their clients that they have 5% in gold and or silver. And previously this group limited their comment to investing in the precious metals through acquisition of shares. So now that they're going and recommending bullion, it's supply and demand. If people buy more and the demand dries up, price goes up. The Chinese, who are interested in taking cash before it's diluted and buying a little more gold, a little more silver, will also help that equation of shortening the supply chain.
What do you guys like better, the commodity itself or themselves, I guess I should say, or securities related to companies involved in the industry, i.e. mining stocks? What do you like better?
I like both. I like both either for different reasons. I think you should buy the metals first, especially in the early stages. As the things progress, the metals will become more scarce and more expensive. When it comes to shares, it's a similar situation. Well, I guess it's opposite in terms of supply. The higher the metals, the more companies are going to be formed, the more financing is going to be, so there's going to be more stock available. However, you have to be very picky. It's a different investment spectrum there. You have to know what you're doing, or you know, get some good advice.
Tony, what do you think? I mean, you have to know what you're doing, that's for sure, and you do. No, Big Al isn't done talking yet. See, this is my radio show, and I get to control everything you were saying.
The big growing market, as we all know, is China. 1.4 billion people sometime in 2010. The average Chinese is not allowed to buy North American securities. They don't trust their own government. As they start to buy gold and silver to put it away, that is the impact, not on the stocks. The stocks may be for sophisticated worldwide buyers, the easier way to do it, but for a person who just wants to take his cash, end up with a product, they can or will not buy those shares.
They can or will not. I don't know. I agree with Sean when he says the basis of your portfolio really should be the asset itself. And you and I have been talking about that now for a long, long time. And that's basically the basis of our portfolio, our being my family and, you know, my family's portfolio. But I have to tell you, I really like the leverage that the stocks provide. You know, you get, here's a simple example. If gold went up, let's say from 1,200, let's say it only went up 10%. That would put it up around 1,320, 1,330 an ounce. Okay. What would that do to the price of the stocks involved in that industry? Well, history has proven that you get a jump like that in the price of gold or silver, a 10% increase, and you're going to see at least a 30% increase in the price of the securities. Comments? Yeah?
Well, yes, no, and maybe. What happens with a lot of companies, they have a option plan for management of between 10 and 20%. So a lot of the increase in production and value of those commodities is diluted by the issuance of new shares and or financings.
Sean?
Yes, that is true. That tends to happen with smaller companies, more speculative companies. The blue chips, however, will respond along the lines of Al outlined. You will get about probably 30% move,
at least
10% move in the underlying metal. And to comment on what you said earlier, that because of Asian buying, the metals will go up, but the stocks will not. Well, the bulk of the appreciation in the metals has been, or I guess I should say in metal stocks, particularly in gold stocks, and lately in the silver stocks as well, has been because as metals go up, these companies start to make money. And say compared to 2 years ago, probably about 30% of silver companies are now generate a profit. 2 years ago, you probably had like 5% of the companies. So as these companies start to generate profit, I think the investment landscape is going to change because a different type of investor is going to come in. And people that wouldn't touch these stocks before because they couldn't understand them, now they have some numbers to look at. And the best part of it, these companies do not need to spend on R&D exploration aside. But what I'm saying is they don't need to sell more of the metal. The metal price going up, they can sell same amount but generate higher profits. So I think it's going to, the appreciation of the metal is going to be reflected in the share prices depending on the company to some extent.
Well, I think if someone follows your advice and selects equities which are well handicapped, you're correct.
I would agree with that. You know, I think the one thing that you folks have to realize out there is that if you look at the resource industry in general, and Big Al's been involved in it now for about 30 years, and the one thing you have to realize is that it is a very, very risky business, for lack of better terms. You know, Sean brought up earlier that he mentioned if you're not an expert yourself in the field of resource companies, that you really ought to work with a qualified investment advisor. And I agree with that 100%. I mean, it took me a while to figure out this market, but once I figured it out, you know, I began to realize how exciting it is. Once I began to figure it out even further, I started to understand the relationships between general economic conditions, between political trends, etc., and you put all that together, and those things have a very, very large impact. Both general economic conditions and political conditions have a very, very major impact on the price of precious metals and precious metals related stocks. Simplistically speaking, the worse things get socially, the better the metals markets get. I'm going to be right back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, back to round out the first hour of the Carlin Economics Report heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. We're going to take a little different tack right now. As you folks are aware, this program is originating from the Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. It is a very, very worthwhile event to attend, put on by Dr. Mark Skousen. You know, the best of the best are here. It really represents a great opportunity for Steve Carr and myself to interview some very, very interesting people. And we are chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of John Frank. Let me tell you a little bit about John. John is a successful businessman, retired. John basically spent the majority of his life, as I understand it, taking care of his family, building businesses, et cetera, et cetera. He's a very bright individual. We were introduced to John, who is a big supporter of Sharon Engel, who is running against Senator Harry Reid. And in chatting with John, it became very, very apparent to Steve and I that his views really represent what I would call not mainstream U.S., but I would have to say really, really upper mainstream U.S. Successful business guy, very bright, has some very, very strong concerns about what's going on in the economy in the United States. And we're going to talk with John about that and about what he feels people should do to protect themselves.
Yeah, you know, Clyde...
Al, I'm Al.
Al, I'm sorry. It's been exciting meeting with John, and I had the privilege of meeting with both John and Bert Dolman for lunch in Incline Village, where John lives. And this, again, to me, is exactly what we had in our founding fathers, where most of them, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, were businessmen.
Yep.
They didn't want to get involved politically. They just wanted to run their businesses and take care of their families, and they were forced to do so. John, that's kind of been your story a little bit, hasn't it? I mean, you have not been a big politico through the years. You're kind of just recently getting involved. Why?
Well, I guess like a lot of people, I thought that the government would kind of take care of itself. I was involved in the point that I would do some minor contributions to one party or another, and I voted all the time, but I never got terribly involved. But things seem to have changed. You hear the comment all the time that I didn't leave the Republican or the Democratic Party, whichever case it may be. They left me.
And that's what really
I hear this all the time, but I'm kind of going beyond that. It's one of these things where, you know, I haven't left America, but it kind of feels like the government is leaving me. This movement to statism where we're working for the government as opposed to the government working for the people has me deeply distressed, and and that's why I'm here at Freedom Fest, and that's why I'm supporting Sharon Angle, who is such a strict constitutionalist. She's fiscally responsible, and she is a strict believer in the Constitution, which I believe in as well. And that's where I come from.
I want to tell you guys a funny story, and then Steve, please jump in here. But you know my wife Kathy, and Kathy, you met Kathy probably a couple of years ago. And Kathy never voted for anything other than a Democrat her entire life until we were in Washington D.C. half a dozen or so years ago. We were visiting with Congressman Ron Paul, and the congressman said, would you like to attend a little session that Judge Andrew Napolitano has put together regarding his most recent book, Constitutional Crisis? And I said, sure, and he said, would the kids like to go? Not referring to Kathy there, but referring to my daughter. So, yeah, the four of us went, and it was a very, very interesting little reception in the sense that there were only about 20 of us there, okay? And about halfway through Judge Napolitano's comments, I'm feeling an elbow in my side. And Kathy looks over at me, and she says, is that true? Is that true? What do you mean we're not following the Constitution? Is that true? Kathy's political views changed 100%. In that afternoon.
I can understand. And what's happening right now with Harry Reid, who is the bete noir as far as I'm concerned, he's changed the basic rules of the Senate with the use of these arcane rules to pass major legislation. I know this is not the mainstream, you know, most people don't know what I'm talking about, but there's a process to use a budget reconciliation that doesn't have to go through the filibuster procedure. And it was used strictly for financial situations. And he passed one of the biggest bills this country has ever seen, essentially bypassing the minority rights of the other party. This changes the basic function of the government, which has much long-lasting damage to the country than the bill itself will have. And I just think that we've got to get back to at least respecting the rules of law within our government, no less within the country.
I think one of the things to me, Al and John, that has really gotten me back in the fray again, because I used to be very, very involved years ago, especially in what would be considered right-wing Republican politics. I mean, I'll just share that openly on this show, is that I have never seen the rapidity and the level of stupidity or naivete or combination of all of those as I've seen that really started in the last, you know, few months of the Bush administration going out and now carried over into the Obama administration. And to me, it's not just the substance, John and Al, of what's being passed. It's the spirit in which it's being done and the setting in which it's being done, which has really violated the even basic principles of humanity. You know, we were promised to get rid of partisanship, to cross lines, and to find solutions. That's not the change that I think we're seeing in this day and age. And I share your concern, John, about them ramming through these bills that aren't even being read by our representatives. I'll tell you, if this doesn't stop, Al and John, I'm concerned about how quickly this thing is going in the wrong direction.
The problem I'm looking at, it almost doesn't matter whether they've read the bill. The way these bills are being written, they're leaving everything to the bureaucracy. I mean, they're just pointing these very broad things that will be filled out by the bureaucracy. Thousands upon thousands of pages per bill that is going to take years and years for the bureaucracy to be built and to make regulations. And you can see what a bureaucracy does to a crisis like we have in the Gulf oil spill. They just can't handle it. It is not the right way of doing it. The government, the Congress has to step up to the plate, say what they mean what they say, and get it done rather than passing the buck on either to the Supreme Court or to the bureaucracy within the country.
You know, I simply couldn't agree more. I guess the question I would have, we're down to about 3 minutes or so here, so it's not like we have a shortage of time, but the question that I would have here is something that really bothers me, Steve and John, and that is, what are the odds of something happening to change? I don't see them perhaps as being, I'm not as optimistic, I don't think, as I should be, because I think that what the administration is doing is I think that they're systematically, the current administration, systematically, very effectively building a great insurance policy preventing them from ever not maintaining power in the government. I mean, you control people by their purse strings, and if you give society enough where they don't have to give in, they don't have to pay for it, they're going to vote for you forever.
That was de Tocqueville's comment. He says this government would survive very nicely as long as until the politicians found out that they could buy the votes from the people with their own money. And anyone who believes that's not happening now is crazy. But there's also the situation here where I'm going to have to be a little bit optimistic. There's the old adage about how do you eat an elephant, and the first thing was a bite at a time. And what we have to do here is these people who don't believe that there's a government of the people, for the people, by the people, but rather the government on the people, unfortunately, every so often, they have to face the electorate, where indeed we do have a voice. Well, one by one, we're going to take them down.
It will be very interesting to see what happens in November. Now, I know that Sharon Engle, for example, who has, I don't think she has any previous political experience. Correct me if I'm wrong.
She's been, a state rep in Nevada for two terms, I think.
Okay.
8 years.
Okay. And now she's...
Or maybe only four. I don't know what the term is here.
But the way she got into it is kind of interesting. I don't know if you've read the George Will article just recently on her. She had a child who was in school and was going to be, as a kindergartner, was going to be left back. So she decided to do some homeschooling. And in the course of doing that, she ran into the government, who said that she couldn't do it
right. For
one reason or another. And then she found out the legal process was going on, so she had not been in politics before. But they got her so mad, she got into it just to change it. And she's been very true to her knitting ever since.
Well, I have to tell you, what I find to be really, really interesting about Sharon Engle's campaign, and Sharon was on our live show in Las Vegas on Thursday, the 8th of July, as you were, John, but what I find to be really, really interesting about the situation with Sharon is that here is a woman who really can make a difference. She's ahead in the polls, and she is very, very definitely non-mainstream. The Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to bring her down. I don't think they're going to make it. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.